And now, ladies and gentlemen, the King joins us.
Hey, man, what's up?
Not much.
Yeah, you know, I was watching the Yankee game the other night. I'm riding my little exercise bike, and I saw, like, the bottom five guys in their order, 161, 169,
yep,
172. I'm like, holy crap, they're all batting below 200. Well, you're right. I mean, those numbers aren't lying. Hitting's way down. And fielding, have you watched the Detroit Tigers play baseball?
Well, I mean, yesterday, I mean, this is what losing teams do. Losing teams make losing plays. So they go into the bottom of the eighth inning at Fenway yesterday, winning 9-8. Now, here, on a day where they finally get some offense, all right, they have a chance to win one. And in the bottom of the eighth inning, they commit an awful error that allows three runs to score, and they lose 12-9.
It made me sick. I'm like, hey,
There's not a single player on the Detroit Tigers that would start for the Yankees.
No. Lou Maloney was commentating for the Red Sox. And I think he was talking about the second baseman or shortstop. I'm not sure. But he said he's fielding the ball like somebody learning how to play in college.
Yep.
Not like a major leaguer.
Ouch.
You know, he said, I've never seen this much poor play on a baseball field.
So. They've won 9 games so far this season. So far, there have been 69 team shutouts this season. There's on a pace for 439 shutouts in a year. All right? Even accounting for additional games caused by expansion, that percentage of games in which a team failed to score, only 1972, 1968, and 1919 were worse.
I wonder why.
It's really
maybe
just amazing.
Yeah,
because you would think, but, I mean, they still played last year. I mean, because there's a ton of teams, like the Phillies and the Yankees, too, that are having a lot of fielding problems as well. And they have guys, obviously, that are not hitting well either.
Well,
it's really
head-scratching. That's why you put the ball in play.
Well,
hey, look, here's the biggest problem I have with people that are absorbed by analytics. Not that they do it. I love it. The more information, the better. But the difference between me and the three of us together and them is that I recognize through experience there are multiple ways to win a game. Analytics people think there's one way to win, their way. And they're wrong. It is a way to win. It is a way to win. There are multiple ways to win. So, in other words, here's a good example. I've got a runner on second, nobody out. If a strikeout's like any other out, that's the analytics line, that guy just grounded the second base and the runner moved to third. Next pitch, he scored in a wild pitch. Well, if we do it the analytics way, there's a wild pitch, he ends up on third. Doesn't score.
You're right.
Paging Gabe Kaplan.
I've got a brother-in-law. His grandson was the analytic guy for the New York Jets. And this is 2-3 years ago. He's explaining to me how... was the rookie quarterback for the Jets? I forgot his name.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. He said analytics say that Sam Darnold is 70% better quarterback than Tom Brady. That Tom Brady's analytic numbers are horrible. And Tom Brady basically under analytics is fake. His numbers are fake. I'm looking at him like, at that time he had 6 Super Bowls or 5 Super Bowls. I'm looking at him like, Sam Darnold's a rookie. What are you talking about? And he was just steadfast on it. I said, and that same year, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl again, and Sam Darnold played maybe 2 more games. The analytics is good, but, man, you still got to go on the field and play the game. You know,
analytics in football.
Than just numbers.
Right. Analytics tells you in football you should go for it on every fourth down.
right.
Okay, so you're on your own 15, and it's fourth down and 20. Let her fly.
This is why I don't trust analytics, period. I think they're stupid, period, and I would never, ever use analytics, ever. It's called flow of the game. How is the game going? How are your players managing?
Yeah, but I want it as a tool. I think it's important to use every tool available to have you sit down and say, you know what? For example, Matt, I mean, sometimes an analytic can be simple. So are you a right-handed hitter, Matt?
I'm a right-handed.
Okay. Okay, I may have stats just on a pure breakdown that shows me that against right-handed pitching, you're a 200 hitter. But against a left-handed pitcher, you're a 320 hitter. Oh, and by the way, lifetime against the left-handed pitching today, you're a 340 hitter. I'm going to put you in the lineup.
I guess that's probably the only example I would use.
I got 100 like these. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Tom Brady is a good example. Is he the greatest thrower ever? No. Is he? He's a leader, and that doesn't come on stats. And I'm not a huge Brady lover. Yeah, there's a lot about it. But it's like, I think it was against the Packers or New Orleans. The defense got him the ball four times, and he put the ball in the end zone all four times. He's lifting up his entire team. Maybe his stats aren't the greatest, but the defense knows if we get the guy the ball, he's going to do his job and get it in the end zone. And that's not a stat. That's not an analytic. That's just a guy who gets the job done. And there's no stats for that. You can't coach that. It's like cake. If you eat too much, it's no good. They went too far with the analytics.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What was that? What was that about cake?
Yeah. You can eat all you want, but it's
Hold
still
on a second
good
here.
For you.
You've ruined my day. All right, we'll come back. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. For the first time 3 years ago, it was the first time ever strikeouts exceeded hits in a season. First time ever, 3 years ago. Strikeouts are already 1,092 ahead of hits this year.
Oh, my.
Don Mattingly said, I don't think it's cyclical at this point. There's so much swing and miss, too much launch angle. It's off the charts. I think it's something that we need to address. Look, the bottom line is the Mendoza line should not be a goal to reach. Okay.
There you have it.
You're taking a sport that's being criticized for being boring and making it more boring.
Well, remember, they put in new baseballs this year so they wouldn't fly as far. Oh, that was...
I mean,
who sits around in a conference room and comes up with this stuff? And has everybody go, that's a good one. Way to go, Rob.
See, you just named the problem right there, but we don't have time for that for today. That's a different topic for another
Joey
day.
Joey Gallo has struck out 40 times. And we know Suarez has struck out 40 times. Don Mattingly struck out 40 times in a season, four times in his career. Okay? The most he ever struck out in a year was 43.
Yeah.
Hey, God. I mean, this must be torture, except when he gets direct deposit. That kind of eases the torture of it. But this is for a guy that can hit. He's sitting there going, oh, my God, what am I watching?
Hey, guess who come by the shop again? I'm fixing his trailer. Remember Paul Pasqualoni.
Pasqualoni. Yeah. Former Penn State linebacker, Syracuse head coach, UConn head coach. Good man.
He's a really good man. He's a good guy.
Jack likes him a lot.
Out here in the backyard.
Yeah, Jack likes him a lot.
All right.
Yeah, good dude.
That's good business right there.
They play quarters against each other. So.
There you go.
Whatever that is.
he's competitive. You're going to lose.
All right.
He's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
On that note, what to watch for this week. Steve, I'm going to start with you because I think I know what you're going to go with here for your first one to watch for this weekend.
Every team will get a hit in a game.
There you go. That's why I went to you. King.
Well, Albert Pujols rejoined Tony La Russa with the White Sox.
Very, very interesting.
He's available, so why not?
White Sox struggling a little bit.
He has to wait a week, though. It's got to be 7 days, and then he becomes an absolute free agent and do what he wants.
I think he'll sign him. Why not?
For my first what to watch for, I'm going to continue with my Tom Wilson soap opera from yesterday.
Oh, I was going to use that, yeah.
How many more times is the NHL going to give him a slap in the wrist when he does something stupid on the ice? Whether he illegally boards somebody and knocks him out for a couple more games. Boom. We'll just take $5,000 from you. That's all.
I was riding my bike, and I have the TV on. And I said, hockey. And it's Washington, New York.
They
dropped the puck, and everybody starts mauling each other.
I know. It was nuts.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, great job, NHL.
That was the retaliation. For it. But the 5,000 is the max they can find.
They had six guys each in the penalty box, and they had to stop fighting because they ran out of players.
Right.
Well, yeah. It looked like that scene in The Replacements when Keanu Reeves comes back in the game.
That's good.
There you go. That's what it looked like.
I mean, but you know what? If that is the case with the collective bargaining agreement, if that's what the maximum is, then suspend him without pay.
He should have been. To me, what should have been, when a guy has accumulated that much, it can't be viewed as an isolated incident. It has to be viewed as the whole, and that's why he should have had 10-game suspension.
There you go.
All right.
He was hitting the defenseless guy. I mean,
he needs to be gone from the league, period. He's nothing but a menace to the NHL.
Yeah, and he thinks it's funny.
He speaks highly of you.
I mean, just now to Philadelphia media, because the Flyers have their crack with him tonight, and he's just going on acting like, I don't know why I'm getting all this attention, blah, blah. And then he also goes on to say, I've watched all this film with the director of player safety and this and that. Clearly, he's getting nothing from that. I mean, it just incentivizes this whole thing even more, but whatever. Totally ridiculous. Dick King, what do you got for number two?
I got two. One's not a sports one because it's something that's true to heart to me. How many states this week will eliminate the $300 extra money for unemployment so that employers can hire people again? Nobody can hire anyone around here because everyone's sitting at home. And I don't blame the ones sitting at home because they're making more money than they would if they worked. How many states will do it?
I predict none. That's me.
Oh, no, there's two states that are eliminating it right now.
Oh, yeah?
They need to eliminate it. It goes to September. And all the restaurants around here, they can't hire any help at all. The people that they had are collecting an extra $300 a week, and they refuse to come back to work.
And remember,
now,
this
Helmar,
is from a...
my good friend who owns all the restaurants,
just
keep people, he's paying them the extra $300, so they'll come back.
Right.
And the government sitting here saying, no, that's not a problem. It's like, my gosh, you can't keep trying to buy votes. You can't. Make these people go back to work. Everybody's open around here. They need help. Okay, I'm done.
Steve, what do you got?
These are people who hire. My brother hires. His friend hires.
Yeah. I can't hire anyone. Nobody wants to come. They're sitting at home. The unemployment rate is huge.
People
want to hire people, but there's nobody to hire because they're making so much money at home.
Yeah.
The pandemic, for the most part, is over. Let's get back to work.
Steve, what do you got?
Aaron Rodgers will go to the Lakers, and LeBron James will go to the Packers.
See, that would just solve everybody's problems right now.
But will he honor his contract if his feelings get hurt?
You know what? If I'm the Packers now, they're not – if they were participating in OTAs, and I don't believe they are because of the COVID thing that 22 teams are doing, which I cry foul on –
But was again, every state has their own. Wisconsin, I don't know what Wisconsin's rules are.
But anyway, whenever the Packers get back on the field, if this continues, I'm suspending him for conduct detrimental to the team. I've had it. If I'm the Packers, I've had it. I'm moving on.
I agree. If I'm the Packers, I move on. I say, you want to play here? And good luck finding somebody who wants to hire you, because you know what? Again, as an employer, if you don't want to work for me, leave.
Well, I don't think he'll have trouble finding another team to go to if the Packers were to cut him. But they're not going to, because then they'll just cave right in.
Kevin, your theory works well in the real world. We're talking sports. you're not sitting there where you're like,
I can't imagine signing a $20 or $30 million contract guaranteed and saying they disrespected me.
Right. Denver is sitting there saying, go ahead, cut them loose.
There you go. I know.
Which leads to disrespected worse than that, I'll tell you that much.
Which leads me to my second what to watch for is which Green Bay player, ex or current, is next going to weigh in with some speculation of what Aaron Rodgers is thinking. We've heard from Brett Favre and John Coons this week. Who are we going to hear from next?
Jordan Love.
Yeah. He should be fired.
Get rid of him. Okay, Jordan, I'm sure you do.
I'm ready. Put me in, coach.
All right, you could have played me in 8 games last year when Green Bay had blowouts. You played Tim Boyle instead. All right. I don't know what's going on.
I think he's done. You got to get rid of him. You can't.
Ken Jennings will be the new quarterback for the Packers.
There you go.
Your guy from Jeopardy.
Yeah, but he needs to be on Jeopardy though.
Yeah, but what if he's the better option at quarterback?
I think he would choose Jeopardy.
Hartford Athletics. What Hartford University of Hartford? What were you thinking? Going Division III.
Still have EA Sports. Stop.
That's awful. I think that's awful. That smells.